staying busy this winter?
A little bit.
Good.
I'm staying busy enough.
Good.
We're with Steve Lehman. He is the play-by-play voice of the Belmont Bruins. And, Steve, we were, you know, we've run into each other a number of times. It's been a really special year so far for the Bruins. As the guy that gets to tell their story, how fun is that?
It's been a ton of fun, Harry, because, one, they're great people. A lot of really, really good guys on this team, led by Casey Alexander, the head coach. And they just played really good basketball. The metrics speak for themselves. The wins speak for themselves. And it doesn't hurt that the Valley is so competitive this year, because despite the fact that this team has won 9 straight games, a lot of them have come right down to the wire. So a lot of really exciting basketball as well.
I wrote a story today about, you know, what's going on in the league. And two of the bottom teams are the teams that Belmont lost to. It's crazy that it's that way, because the league is so deep. But you guys are going into this game tonight. You're 12-2. What does Belmont have to do, not tonight, but what do they have to do to finish it out this season, to win the regular season championship?
I think largely it's more of the same. I think they have played well enough at this point to establish themselves as one of the best, if not the best team in the Valley right now. So if you keep doing that, I think you're going to have a shot. But if you're asking how they can get better, and I think there is another level, I think it starts with just taking care of the basketball. Obviously, losing Nick McLean, who still, as of this moment, has more assists than anybody in the Valley, despite the fact that he hasn't played in over a month with his knee injury, that's an enormous loss. And Isaiah West and Jack Smiley have done a good job filling in that role, but it's a little bit different. And so they have to do a better job of holding on to the basketball, because when they do that, they protect the ball, they get into their offense, they become really hard to stop. They're one of the best sharing teams in the country, they're one of the best shooting teams in the country, and they can do it at the rim and, of course, behind the arc.
And I guess that's what makes them so good on the road as well. I mean, the game doesn't change for them no matter where they play.
No, it is still the same offensive energy, but I think the biggest difference this year, Harry, from this team to maybe the last few teams that were good but maybe not on that cusp of greatness, is what they've done on the defensive end of the floor. This is now one of the teams that's one of the best field goal percentage defenses in the entire country. They're very good against the first shot, and they're a good rebounding team as well. So if they force you to take a tough shot, chances are it's one and done, and then that sets up the offense on the other end. This has by far been the best defensive team that Casey Alexander has had in the Missouri Valley Conference, and it's a big reason for their success.
I wrote a story the other day about who might win certain awards, and I said in the Valley, you know, like whoever's the best team, the best player on the best team, they're going to get it. That's how it plays out. So Belmont, if we stop today, they're the best team, and I guess it's Lundblad, and I said maybe it's Sharnowski, and I got heat from the internet. Like, if it's not Sharnowski, it's rigged. Like, what I'm saying is, there are a lot of good players on this team.
There really are. And that's been kind of the secret sauce here lately, especially with some of the injuries. Maybe the best all-around player on the team is Sam Orme, who you didn't mention in that conversation. And we've had to play parts of 3 full games, without him in Valley play. And that's led to Owen Dillon stepping up. He might be the freshman of the year in the Valley, given what he's done over the past month. Jack Smiley's done a great job off the bench as a freshman as well. So there are a lot of guys on this team that can hurt you on any given night.
Before I let you go, the development of Sharnowski is huge. And is there any hope of McLean coming back?
We'll find out. They still hold out hope on Nick McLean. He's just working his way back through all those sort of things. I wouldn't rule it out, but he's not on this trip right now, so he obviously wasn't close enough to be in that situation either. The development of Drew Sharnowski is remarkable, and I think you have to give the coaching staff a lot of credit, and you can say that for several of these guys. Sam Orme is a much better player this year than he was a year ago. Tyler Lundblad's a more well-rounded scorer than he was this time a year ago, and even a guy like Owen Dillon, who walked on the campus last year, and he was a bucket the day he showed up, Harry, he thought last year, I'm not ready physically to play, I'm going to redshirt. Even at the beginning of this season, he was a valuable sub, but not really an impact player. He's arguably been their best player over the last month of the season. This is a program that has always been about development. from year to year and within the season. I think this team is getting better as the year goes along, and that's in large part because of individual development led by most of these coaches for these guys.
Appreciate your time. That's Steve Lehman. He's the play-by-play guy of the league-leading Belmont Bruins. Thanks for your time. It's good to see you.
Always. Yeah. Thank you.